Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Plant growth.
Sometimes it's just some kind of gas.
People would listen just for the possible train wreck.
With your host, the man who Patriots ownership credits with their success.
We're happy to have the Hillman down at Patriot Place.
You've been with us since the beginning.
Greg Hill.
And he is going to mount Bubs Edelman.
Oh, my God.
That's very aggressive.
As a frugal-tarian, I want to be looked at for my mind, not my abs.
Sports director Lyndon Byers.
You have one job, LB. Sports director. That's it.
I didn't give me the title. If I would have picked the title, it would have been sports asset.
I love old men.
You know what? I'm going to work on my moronism-ness.
Do your job.
Miss News, Danielle Murr.
Wow, this is great.
She's not vicious.
Danielle was in the AV club at Swampscott High School.
Fierce AF.
I'm a very handy person.
Sure.
That's not code.
A hug from you would be very nice.
And angry chief nerd officer, Mike Hsu.
He smells like the Q continuum.
I'm taking my shirt off.
Mark Hsu is the hero we all need.
Full cavity search. I'm ready to go.
It's the Hillman Morning Show.
That'll be somebody you can go to for a black market straw.
Never again, Greg, I tell you. Never again.
Straight cash, homie.
Karma's a bitch.
I farted. I'm sorry.
Mustache.
The wisdom of the crowd is always at work here.
Yes,
on
yes.
WAAF.
Yes.
I think LB's back.
Yeah.
Defined
sort
back.
Of.
Oh, boy.
We missed you yesterday.
I think we've got like maybe 10% of LB. I just spent the last 8 minutes telling myself, happy be happy.
What's the matter?
My back is
jumping. The back is... Can we get some kind of a nurse in here to massage you throughout the program, or maybe
I was just so much
maybe some kind of an expert massage person, or if that's not available, maybe some kind of a strip mall massage person might be able to make her way in here.
Yeah.
What do you?
That could bring
think?
Happiness. Yeah.
I'm filing for disability.
Really? You're going to file for a disability claim? Will that be against Intercom or the Bruins?
I'd file it against America. Intercom's been a gift to me. You've been a gift to me.
All right.
The Bruins were a gift to me. Danielle's a gift to me.
Danielle is a gift.
File against Trump.
Oh, you're going to go after
them. It's an automatic win. If I file against Trump, they're going to give it to me.
All right.
Well, I've been, you know, all I could think about for the last 2 days, because I've been in my bed, was what's that movie with the Oompa Loompas?
Well, the
Willy Wonka?
Yeah.
Okay.
The whole family, they live in their bed.
Oh, yeah. The old people just stay in bed.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I was the Oompa Loompa the whole weekend.
You're going to be a shut-in, or you're soon to be a shut-in? Well, we're thinking about
happy,
you.
Happy, happy.
We're
happy.
We're glad you're
happy.
We're glad you're here. Even with an ailing back and other problems, LB is back. It is a Tuesday, and it is 6:04, And if you want to call and you want to be on the show anytime over the next 4 hours, you could do so on the Framingham Ford Studio line. That number is 617-931-1223. Or if you prefer to text your comment, you can text your comment anytime this morning on the text line, which is 97107. There is a potential cluster F this morning right off the bat, and it involves the pure idiocy of an individual who does not realize that their truck is not going to fit under the Storo Drive bridge.
Yeah.
So we have a truck.
Oh, no.
We got a truck into the bridge.
Yep.
What's the latest on that? Because it happened just a little while ago this morning, Danielle.
So it is Storo Drive eastbound in the Storo Tunnel, which is over by like Arlington, Berkeley, Clarendon, that stretch. The truck appears to be over to the right-hand side. The right lane is blocked. I'm going to retweet a great video that someone just posted. It literally looks like a can of sardines. So there's some debris in the road. The state police have said, he made a convertible out of the truck.
Great. Now I have to have sardines for lunch.
Mm,
a sardine
on a
sandwich. I got on a cracker and a sandwich. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we will certainly keep you up to date on that developing potential cluster F screwing up your morning. Coming up on the show today at 7:30, it is Nancy Know-It-All, and our very own in-studio Know-It-All will attempt to help one of you who is facing one of life's dilemmas. So that is going to happen at 7:30 this morning. At 7:50 this morning, start hoarding the Cocoa Puffs. We will discuss what our president wants to do to hot chocolate lovers everywhere. This is outrageous. So we'll discuss that at about 7:50 this morning. At 8, we are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back, and you can leave one of those on any topic right now or anytime up until 8. And the Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. That's 617-779-5463. Here's a text that says, LB, you can't file for disability if you've never worked a day in your life. But he's filing against America. And
right.
A lot of people do that. So I think you're going to be A-OK. I think you're going to be A-OK on your disability claim.
I think the key is you just got to insert the paperwork, because government people just sign off on everything.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I got to get out of here at 3:30. Yeah, check.
All right,
Roger that.
Give it to him.
Check. Okay.
He looks disabled. Give it to him.
Oh, what a nice name. Check. Lyndon. Check.
Hey, Mr. Baseball,
you must be
absolutely moist over the record-setting night at Fenway Park last night.
And the 1-2 pitch to Nunez. Swinging a ground ball, bounce to second. Holt has it. Fires to first in time. And the Red Sox break a record set 106 years ago with their 106th victory. They beat the Baltimore Orioles tonight 6-2. They clinch home field throughout the postseason and clinch having the best record in baseball for the regular season in 2018.
And they go on to get swept in round one of the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's the way it happens around here. But no, I have full, complete faith. Mm. I was at Fenway last night.
Oh, really?
For about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
We did a check presentation. And the fine people at Echo Store presented a check to the Greg Hill Foundation for about $13,500.
Wow.
So
nice.
I was back on the field, the place where I had my greatest athletic achievement of my life, the ceremonial first pitch that sailed into the atmosphere.
It did go far.
I think it's still floating out there somewhere in space, that first pitch that I threw at Fenway.
Now, the photo of you guys holding the big check, did you use a hand in? Because your hand looked, like in line with the other guys, size-wise.
He spread his finger. say? Like...
Well, I brought a prosthetic hand with me. To, when I do the big check presentations now, I bring some fake hands with me. So,
nice. Like
all right. Anyway, way to go, Red Sox.
Yeah.
And more on that coming up during the sports with Captain Dones. Oh. Now, in just a moment... Have we ever had a Supreme Court justice who was a virgin? We will discuss that.
Whoa,
no ew. Disrespect to Ruth Bader Ginsburg ew. Or anybody else who may be listening to the show right now. And we know that there is no such thing as bad pizza. However, what one ballpark worker was putting on the slices may render that law invalid.
Oh, I didn't order that.
So try not to be eating when we get to the news coming up next. Well, it's nice to have our sports director back at work this morning.
Hey.
He's got severe back pain. And how's the hip? I know that when we got your text yesterday, you had the back and the hip problems.
I don't even know.
I mean, are you completely
it's
dead?
Wackiness.
Are you completely dead from the waist down? is everything
there's no sex going on at the buyer's house, Bob. I'll just say that.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
That's zero.
It. You've given
don't
up.
Touch. Don't touch me. Don't even kiss me. You want to watch some TV?
So what did you say though?
Well, LB's back with us. You can leave a welcome back LB Hillmail voicemail message right now. And we'll play your messages back at 8. The Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. That is 617-779-5463. You leave a voicemail message now, and we will all listen to your voicemail message when we play them back at 8 this morning. Here is a 508 text, and the text line is 97107, so you can text your comment anytime this morning. Greg, two questions. Did you find the wallet, and what kind of a 1%er wears sweatpants? So I'll answer the latter first.
Yeah.
I've been accused on this show by a therapist of suffering from separation anxiety over my two children who have now moved on to college. So I wear a pair of Brees' Neshoba Chieftain sweatpants.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute.
So that is...
I missed that detail.
I've adopted those. I took those over.
All right. My weekend's not that bad then.
Hey, Dad, you see my sweatpants anywhere?
Yeah.
No, son.
And to answer the first question, we got to this later in the show yesterday. But my wallet was uncovered at the Shaw's in Stowe, and I'd like to thank Tina, who works over there, who wanted a shout-out yesterday, and she got it. And there was no reciprocation given for the return of the wallet.
Tina, give him back his wallet.
Was she legit, though? Did she keep the cash and give him the empty wallet?
There was no cash in it.
Isn't
there
cash.
There was no, there
we
was,
did this yesterday, Albie.
There was no cash.
I'm sorry. I was laying in my bed crying like a baby.
There's no... Oh. Listen, we're glad you're here today, and we're sorry that you were in bed all day yesterday, and this is how I feel about it. If I didn't have to come in here, I wouldn't be here either. So don't worry about it. You're not essential. You're not an essential person.
Right. Yeah. What was the best part about it was you feel so defeated when your 8-year-old comes in with his iPad and you have to watch YouTube videos for 9 hours.
Well, it's
womp womp.
Thanks, Lester. I will tell you this, at 6:22, Scott from Weymouth has some advice for you, LB, on your back. Hey, Scott.
What's up? Good morning, everybody.
Hey, Scott, you haven't issued a denial on air yet, and some texters would like you to. So just to be clear, you are not companion, correct?
We need a two-way denial. You don't trust her denial?
Right?
Yes.
Two-way. Like
I'm not that fortunate. I am single, but no, I am not dating Danielle. I would happily have a drink with her sometime, but I'm not dating her.
Nope. Oh, shocker. You're single.
That's like a good shot in the ribs at 6:20 a.m.
What? You got some advice for LB on the back?
And really quick, give me 10 seconds. I want to give Shu a compliment. Shu, you have the best bumpers coming back from break. That last one, Radar Love by Golden Earring. Most people don't know that song. I do. It's awesome.
Well, that's Danielle, actually.
By the way,
who decides the bumpers?
Danielle is the she is the vice president of bumper services.
All right, can I give one recommendation before I give LB some good, honest advice?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm a huge early 90s rock fan. Do you remember the song Stars by a band called Hum, one-hit wonder band?
We'll do that.
Oh, you know it. AF used to blast it. Trust me.
Scott,
that's how I know it.
Scott, it's well documented. I'm a musicologist. I know every top 40 hit of the last 50 years.
Well, let's hear Hum Stars. One of the best riffs. It's
all
the sickest thing ever.
I'm
on record. My friends still laugh. I say, if aliens ever come to Earth and say, what's rock? I'm going to play Hum Stars. How cool that tune is.
All right.
Okay, LB, how you doing, buddy? Welcome back.
What's the deal?
No, I'm just saying, I recommend muscle relaxers. If your doctor doesn't give them to you, I have a few friends who can hook you up.
Tough.
But here's the thesis of my call. Hold on.
LB,
are you still playing hockey at all, even at like a men's league or anything? Do you skate still?
I can't even. No.
No, he can't. He can't even walk. I
mean, not a clue for 2 years.
Because the key. I'm certainly not a doctor, but the key is you got to stay ambulatory. If you don't keep moving, it's like what came first, the chicken or the egg. But if you keep moving, then you'll feel better. But I know it's tough to keep moving when you don't feel well.
Yeah.
Like I'm skating in a men's league starting. I played hockey, LB, only through high school. I wasn't as good as you. But I'm playing in a men's league that's starting in December. And it's not fast. It's no contact, but it's awesome. Referees, like, you got to stay moving. You got to keep the blood moving or else you start falling apart. We're getting up there. You're older than me, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't have, like, the greatest personnel on the planet that take care of physical therapy.
Hey, Texter says we need to go back to the time limit when it comes to Scott.
Thanks.
I feel like he has upped his call game.
No.
How? No.
He
made that whole phone call to let the world know that he's playing like men's league hockey.
That sounds familiar.
I think he was trying to sell you some prescription narcotics.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Get you on the flex.
My old roommate and best friend on the planet and former Boston Bruins physical therapist that for 20 years, Don Woody Warden. I can leave here now and go see him.
No. We're on till 10. Let's put in a full day.
No, I was just saying that because Scott from Weymouth, God bless him. I love that he listens. But he just states, like, seriously, you're calling me to express what I should do about my injury when I have, like, the greatest personnel on the planet, like, a second of a phone call away.
You need a back transplant. Do they have such a thing? You need a robot back. Let's get.
Yes.
We're going to try to.
No. You know what? We joke about the rascal.
Yeah. You need a rascal. Let's get you an endorsement deal for a rascal.
Do we have to retrofit the studio for that?
We can do some live. We can do some live spots where you go, LB here. I've reached the point where I need a rascal to get to work.
Oh.
And that's why I want you to reach out to my friends at Octogenics, Inc.
Octogenics rascals do 13 miles an hour, so it'll take you.
I removed the governor on my rascal. It now does 24 miles per hour, except when you're outside the Brunswick on the beach. I got my rascal stuck on Old Orchard Beach this summer. And that's the way I started the summer of 2018. I'm Lyndon Byers. Here's Eileen. Hello, Eileen.
Hi.
What's happening, Eileen?
Hi, Morning Crew.
Hi. What's going on?
This is Eileen that got a little too excited the last time I called, and I'm really embarrassed because everyone did kind of like that high talking like you do, Danielle. I can't do it as well.
Yes.
Like, oh, my God, like that.
Yeah, a little up talking.
But I'm really calling to say to LB, I feel your pain, and I am so sorry. I woke up this morning, and
about March 12th, exactly at 4 o'clock. I was working out and tried to work out like a 21-year-old, and I'm just not there anymore. And I have been pain ever since. Oh. Neck, back, leg, and I drive to work every day.
I feel your pain.
I go home on break, and I just lay flat in my bed.
Yep.
So I really hope you feel better.
I think the back stuff is really the worst because it can creep up on you, and there's people who they're paralyzed. Like they all of a sudden out of the blue.
Yep.
Like you can do it. I did it one time. Remember that one time I did it sneezing?
Yes.
Like
you said that.
Yes. I was like, we feel for you, LP. We're here for you.
I love you.
It is 6:28, and today's weather is brought to you by Nissan Intelligent Mobility. And it is unfortunately going to rain all day today. That's the forecast. Temperature in the mid-60s today. So 65 for a high. It is 57 right now. And before we get to the news, a reminder that there is a potential cluster F this morning. We addressed it at the start of the show. But a truck has driven into the Storrow Drive Bridge, of course,
a tunnel.
A reminder that if you're new to driving or new to Massholia, your truck cannot fit under the bridge into the tunnel on Storrow Drive. Hence, why they have the signs that say that.
Right. But like when the sign smokes your windshield, it says you're not supposed to be on that road.
Yeah. The truck has been removed from the tunnel. It's Storrow Drive Tunnel going eastbound at Copley. I believe the right lane is still closed for debris cleanup, but of course, it's 6:29. The backup's already happening.
Yeah.
So
all right.
Expect delays.
Okay. Well, expect some delays over there. And this is Joe on the Framingham Ford studio line. Hello, Joe.
Good morning, Joe.
Joe, what's going on, brother?
Welcome to my car.
What's happening?
Making the great commute to good old Salem, Mass.
Oh, okay. Salem. What do you do, Joe?
I'm a tin knocker.
Oh, excellent. Okay. All right. What do you got?
To touch on the backstory, I've had issues with mine for the past, I'd say, 15 years or so, and recently was able to get into an orthopedic. Now, he looked at my MRI and CAT scan and immediately realized I needed surgery on my back.
Yeah.
So he ordered it. Health insurance denies it. They say I need to do 6 weeks of physical therapy in order, to try to have that help it or mask it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to 3 physical therapists already who refuse to treat me because it's a skeletal issue. I have bone pieces floating in my spine.
Oh.
Yeesh.
Oh.
So, I'm in attics crawling around crawl spaces and stuff like that,
yeah.
And it's absolutely insane that I can't get the surgery I need to continue to be able to do my job correctly.
I'll tell you what you do. Call up tomorrow at 8:30 and talk to Larry the lawyer.
Yeah.
A reminder that on tomorrow's show, it's Ask an Attorney, and you can get free legal advice from our in-house counsel, Larry the lawyer. That is on tomorrow's show. Also tomorrow, we begin giving away tickets to see the AL East champion Boston Red Sox and New York at Fenway. And, of course, a record-setting night at the old ballpark last night because Greg Hill stayed one inning into the game.
A record-setting night at
Fenway last night. Mm. Red Sox getting to 106 wins for the first time ever. And so you could be there watching the Sox and New York. And if you go to WAAF.com, that's WAAF.com right now or anytime today, you can find out the hours that you need to listen to on Wednesday and on Thursday and on Friday to win tickets. This is Joe J on the Framingham Ford studio line. Good morning, Joe. Joe.
Hey, guys. How are you this morning?
What's going on?
Hey, I wanted to talk to LB about his back problem.
Yes.
So I am right now 25 years old,
when I was 13, I got diagnosed with arthritis. I got it in every joint in my body. And the arthritis doctor that I went and saw told me that a lot of people experience back issues. LB, do you have arthritis?
Yes.
Anywhere?
Yes, he has arthritis. Yes.
No. I just because so we can move on from the back thing.
Yes.
I have three. I broke my L1-2-3. I broke the first three vertebrae in my back. The transverse processes were torn off. So there's nothing I can do. I've already had an MRI. It is what it is.
What about hot yoga? Have you ever tried nude hot yoga?
No, not nude. Better. Not nude.
Better. No. Why can't I do nude? Fat people can be nude.
Nobody wants you to be nude during Bikram. Okay.
I'll find some place in New Hampshire, some nudist colony that does hot nude yoga. Anyway, yeah. I have three fused vertebrae in my back. They can't be unfused. It's my life. That's
right.
It.
Okay.
It's my life.
Let's get to some news.
Right. And the
news.
Let's move on.
And the news this hour is brought to you by
Mercedes-Benz. Experience the 2019 Mercedes-Benz GLC at your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. It has something for everyone. Visit MBUSA.com for more details. So there's a manhunt underway in Marshfield. Very scary story from last night. Police got a 911 call from a woman who said her ex-husband, her to-be ex-husband, was chasing her in a vehicle.
Oh.
When police got to the home, they found the woman with severe facial injuries.
No, she was on Main Street.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. When they got to her, they found severe injuries to her face that they believe were caused by a firearm. Now, she was transported to South Shore Hospital, where she was pronounced dead. Now, her husband, Alan Warner, 47 years old, is now on the run. They don't believe that he's in the Marshfield area or really even in this local area at all, but he is considered to be armed and dangerous. So if anyone knows him or believes that they see him, please contact police right away. He's described as driving a gray 2013 Toyota Corolla with a mass plate 4FSZ80.
Did they say don't try to apprehend him yourself?
Correct.
Okay, I like when they say that.
Don't be a hardo.
I'm not a brave man.
Well, you wear glasses.
I wear glasses, so. And I'm afraid of most everything. Yeah. So, all right, well, be on the lookout for that guy.
Yes.
It looks like on Thursday, the Supreme Court nominee Judge Kavanaugh and his accuser number one will indeed testify in front of the Judicial Committee.
Yes.
Judge Kavanaugh took to the airwaves last night to try to plead the case of public opinion.
Yes.
And he had some interesting things to say. Let's play the kind of the denial first, and then we'll get into the fact that the judge and I may have had something in common in high school. But first, let's take a listen to, this is on Fox?
Fox News with Martha McCallum.
Okay, last night.
I've never sexually assaulted anyone, not in high school, not ever. I've always treated women with dignity and respect. I may have met her. We did not travel in the same social circles. She was not a friend. And this is an allegation about a party in the summer of 1982 with five people present. I was never at any such party. The other people who are alleged to be present have said they do not remember any such party. Another woman who was present, who is Dr. Ford's lifelong friend,
Leland,
has said she doesn't know me and never remembers being at a party with me at any time in her life. All I'm asking for is a fair process where I can be heard.
We've discussed this now for the last week on and off. You hear that. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Sound truthful?
I would like to wait for the expanded testimony.
You would?
To see.
Yeah. I mean,
it was interesting watching his wife with him last night and seeing kind of her body language and her
what
facial
was her body? What did you feel like her body
kind of seemed
language?
Like she was there because she had to be.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, sounded sincere.
Yeah, he sounds sincere to me. I mean,
I have a complete denial.
I'm not talking about, like, you know, his claims. I'm just saying she to me looks like, really?
Well, think
about through this now.
Think about what the, and again, none of us were there when these alleged incidents happened. So,
right.
We don't know what the truth is. So I'm going to say this not knowing what the truth is. However, think about what the wife and the kids and the judge are going through. I mean, the guy had to basically admit on national television last night that he was a virgin throughout high school and afterwards. And I know how tough it is. If things had gone differently
with Melissa
at the after prom party... And somebody could have left when the two of us were supposed to leave together because one of us had a curfew, then I think that I would not have been a virgin throughout high school. But anyway, here's what Judge Kavanaugh had to say awkwardly during this Fox interview last night.
We're talking about an allegation of sexual assault. I've never sexually assaulted anyone. I did not have sexual intercourse or anything close to sexual intercourse in high school or for many years thereafter. And the girls from the schools I went to and I were
so
friends.
So you're saying that all through all these years that are in question, you were a virgin?
That's correct.
Yes.
Hmm.
I know. I was into comic books. I was.
Hey,
by the way, it's National Comic Book Day today.
Is it today?
Yes.
Ew.
National. Ew.
Oh, my.
Yes. So this is David. Hello, David.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
David, we've reached the point in this country where a Supreme Court nominee must go on television to declare himself a virgin in order to try to get the nomination. What do you think?
So first of all, I think anytime you've got someone that could be on the Supreme Court and possibly have to make a choice about a law regarding a woman's body, you have to make sure that this person treats everybody with respect and doesn't do some of the things that have been alleged. But it's also embarrassing that And I'm not buying the same line that the Oompa Loompa in chief does about fake news.
Yes.
But when you look at CNN and MSNBC and Fox News, it's like Judge Kavanaugh had a ham sub for lunch. Breaking news. He hates Jews and he hates Muslims because he eats pork. And the fact that he's going on Fox News to plead his case is complete, you know, consumerism, and it's just media propaganda. He absolutely has to be vetted for all these things that have been complaints. And I think it's awful in our country that women are, you know, attacked as accusers. But at the same time, the country needs to just let this process work itself out in terms of having the hearing, having Judge Kavanaugh then be able to give his counter opinion or counter, you know, his side of the story. But it's absurd that everything has turned into such a circus and there's such a partisan it's almost like voyeurism of how bad we can make this country look makes those news companies' ratings stronger, and it's just ridiculous that we can't make headway.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I agree with Danielle. I want to hear Dr. Ford, and if there is some evidence of some kind that she can present, other than witnesses that she says were there who deny that they were there. I want to hear what she has to say, but to me, he sounded last night, he sounded like he was believable, but, you know, I just, it is an amazing thing. I mean, it's gotta be must watch TV on Thursday. I mean, I find
that suspect.
I think
this is all for the ratings.
Absolutely.
I
think so.
Hey, instead of Monday, not a big viewership. You know, if we can tease it through the week and get it on Thursday.
You mean like I tease things
exactly.
That are coming up on the
Greg
like,
Hill,
yes.
Greg Hill playbook
right.
here.
And in the down in Congress, they're like coming up on Thursday at 7:20.
Yeah. Right.
It's the Kavanaugh hearings.
Right.
We'll go inside the warped mind of a Supreme Court nominee
right.
on Thursday. All right. Well, it is 6:42, and we got more news coming up, including we know that there's no such thing as bad pizza, but what one ballpark worker was putting on the slices may render that law invalid. So, and after this, you will not have to have pizza for lunch. So we will get to that and the rest of today's news coming right up. It is 6:52, and it's going to rain for most of the day today. There was an earlier potential cluster F, which hopefully is clearing up a little bit. There was a truck that should not have been attempting to drive through the Storo tunnel, and that truck was Storoed, but they have removed that truck and what was left of the roof of that truck. Mm-hmm. And so things may be a little bit slow on Storo Drive East this morning, but hopefully that is going to clear up. Coming up on the show at about 7:20 this morning, we have some mass hole news actuality for you. So we'll get to that at 7:20. And then it's Nancy Know-It-All at 7:30. And our in-studio know-it-all will attempt to help one of you who is facing one of life's dilemmas. So that is coming up at 7:30. And then at 7:50, speaking of fall things, if you like hot chocolate, if you're a fan of Cocoa Puffs, you're going to be as outraged as I am at what our president said yesterday with regard to those products. And I don't know, this guy he should have more important things on his mind other than this.
Than our pleasure.
Uh-huh, right, right. So we'll get to that at about 7:50. And we are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back at 8. So you can leave one of those right now on the Hillmail voicemail number, which is 617-779-5463.
Have you seen the video of the man at Comerica Park caught spitting in the pizza as he makes it?
Yes.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
not the first time either.
Well, yeah, according to some who work there and finally narked him out.
Yeah.
This guy has been spitting on the pizza slices for quite some time at Comerica Park.
Mm-hmm.
There was
so weak. Detroit.
I don't know if the guy must have some issues, obviously.
Allegedly, maybe he was mad and having a bad day, according to the individual who videoed and posted it.
Okay.
So,
and he has to take that out on Chinners.
Right.
I mean,
trying to have a nice pizza.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, but it wasn't a bad day. He was doing it forever. He had a bad life.
Yeah.
So Quinnell May is the person that posted the video, and he claims that his coworker said that he was mad and having a bad day, and also claimed to have done it in the past. Let's actually hear from Quinnell.
He said he's done it before, and he's been working there for 3 years or two or whatever he said. So it's no telling how many people probably looked over it. And I was just that one person to catch it and film it and turn it in. I'm disgusted at him for spitting a pizza, and I'm also disgusted at Comerica Park for threatening to sue me for posting a video and exposing it when they should be worried about him spitting in the pizza.
Yeah, this guy put the video up, and then he basically lost his job, and they said it was a uniform violation.
Oh, you gotta be right.
He didn't.
Yeah.
He was a whistleblower.
That's weak.
He was the spittle blower.
Oh my God.
What's he?
That guy's a hero.
Ain't not for nothing. Happens all the time.
Well, let's hope it doesn't. I mean, this is one of those things where they always advise that you are, even if you have an issue with your service, that you are polite to your server or to the to those in the kitchen, because they could unfortunately do this kind of thing to you. But it's really disturbing.
You ever check your food when you go to certain places? Peel back the top of the bun just to make sure?
No, I don't.
I routinely do
you
it.
You do?
Yeah, because you never know.
What, do you think you're a target for food spitting?
I just don't trust people. I know how people are. I've worked in the food service industry.
It's like, really? Wash your hands after you go to the bathroom? Sure they do.
A texter wants to know if that would be considered a spitball. Yes, I think it would at the baseball park. Yes, it would.
Gross.
Oh, God.
Gross.
Oh, that's disgusting. All right, what else is going on today?
Well, with Halloween right around the corner, we now know what the most popular candy to hand out in Massachusetts is.
Oh, let me take a guess. I think it used to be the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
It's not now. In fact, that's not even in the top three.
Butterfingers?
Butterfinger is number two.
Ooh.
Mini Snickers?
I think you might be surprised by number one. It's not in the chocolate family.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Swedish Fish?
Close.
Spice Same. Drops?
No. Close.
Spice Drops?
Dots? Yeah, what are you, 90?
Dots?
Go back to sugar.
Orange slices?
No.
Spearmint slices?
No.
What's the salty? The salty candy.
Salty candy. Saltwater taffy?
No.
Salty. Okay, you think of that. We'll talk. Yeah, we'll talk again.
We'll get back to you next week.
Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah. Okay, not salty, but sour, but okay.
Well, no, but that's what it is. It's salty sour. That's
No, it's sugar and sour.
No, there's no salt at all in it.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Sour Patch Kids were number one in mass.
Huh.
Butterfinger, number two. Double Bubble. Bubblegum is number three.
Wow. Really?
Yep. Doesn't last long enough, though.
Huh. No, then your jaw gets tired.
Yeah.
No. Don't use that next month.
Oh, that's totally me and you.
We're going to use that next month, yeah.
No.
Danielle suffers from tired jaw.
Companion
smiling. Wherever Companion is, he's smiling right now. Does Companion listen to the radio show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was he a listener before?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you had said this thing, you were never going to date a listener.
Unless he's hot.
Well, yeah. He's a smoke show, dude. He has a nine pack.
We had other connections besides that.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just a rando that emailed me.
You didn't meet at like a radio station event or something. Okay.
Right, I'm not going to put that as chapter six in my book.
Okay.
That time we met.
Yeah. All right. Wow. So that's the number one candy that will be handed out on Halloween here in Massachusetts.
Yes. By the way, also in your adopted home state of Maine, Sour Patch Kids are number one as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
New Hampshire were Starburst.
Oh yeah. Great.
Oh, well, only one of the Starbursts is good. I only like the pink one, strawberry one or whatever. You can buy those just by themselves now.
Yeah.
Yes.
They have packages packages of just those.
Vermont is Milky Way.
Mm.
Rhode Island, candy corn.
Oh my God.
That's why you're an island.
Yeah. I like the candy corns that have the little chocolate top, but it doesn't really taste like chocolate. It just tastes like candy corn,
right.
But your mind thinks because it's brown that it tastes like chocolate.
Right. Like Trix.
Yeah.
And then Connecticut, if you consider that a New England state, the Almond Joy, which LB is not a fan of.
Oh, the Almond Joy.
I love the Almond Joy.
Okay.
Yeah. Almond Joy.
What else is in the news today?
So do you ever do anything for like milestone birthdays, like any events or anything like that?
Well, normally what happens on one of my milestone birthdays is Mrs. Hill does some kind of a renovation project on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.